This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the evening edition. Caroline and Uma with you. Our next story comes from a press conference that our new Communications and Multimedia Minister Gobind Singh Deo just held today. He says that RTM should have a more, and I quote, aggressive image in about 6 months.
Yep, so he's saying that the change is necessary to ensure that main television stations are able to, you know, stay healthy when it comes to competition, even excel in comparison to private TV stations, including those at the international level. And I find it really hard to believe, because I think RTM has been around for forever.
Yes.
They've had the best technology. They've had a lot of great funding behind them.
Correct.
And yet it's not, it hasn't been, I suppose, the pinnacle of
quality.
The media.
We can say it. We can say it. And you know what? Here's the thing, right? It is state-managed radio and television. But state-managed radio and television doesn't have to be bad. I mean, public-funded radio and television is the BBC, right?
Yeah.
As long as they practice certain standards, which is what I think the minister was alluding to, they can be as competitive as any other news gathering outfit.
And I'm really quite excited.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. When that came through, it was like, that's the first thing on his agenda. And it should be, shouldn't it?
No, because it's a lot of money. Yeah. And it's a lot of taxpayer money as
it
well.
Is, it is.
But can you imagine? I mean, here's the thing. Can you imagine a popular, well-funded, well-respected, with great journalistic integrity RTM?
I will believe it when I see it.
I know. I'm just getting my hopes up. I know. But it's an exciting proposition, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to cross over now to Gayathri Venkateswaran. She is the Assistant Professor of Media and Communications at the University of Nottingham, Malaysia. Thanks so much for joining us, Gayathri. Tell us, what are RTM's current weaknesses?
I guess the main one would be the fact that as a state body, it has functioned primarily to serve government interest, you know, some would say even to the extent that it's basically to push government propaganda, especially through its news programming, which we saw and we see, yeah, especially during times of political coverage. If you look beyond the news content, there are also other kinds of content put out by RTM, whether through its TV and radio across the country. But I think primarily it serves as a government body. And that, I think, is its fundamental weakness, that it cannot separate itself from the functions of government.
Sure. Gayathri, what do you think it'll take to make RTM more competitive?
Now, I think we cannot speak about RTM in that language of competitiveness, because I think, and this reflects what the Minister Gobind Singh Deo had actually said, talking about making it more competitive, is that we then look at bottom lines. And when we look at bottom lines, then we're talking about programming or structures that would encourage a kind of profit-making or, you know, focused on content that brings in or generates income. Now, I think that what we need to look at is really what should be the primary focus of RTM. So rather than talking about it as getting to be more competitive with whom? Is it commercial broadcasters? If that's going to be the focus, then function as a commercial broadcaster. But I don't think that's where we ought to be heading. But having said that, it doesn't mean that you cannot come up with content that's more relevant, that really reflects also the issues, the kinds of diversity and pluralism that we have in society. I think taking that into account can also help in terms of overcoming some of the weaknesses.
And you're right. Because of its infractions in the past by being a propaganda tool for the government of the day, it's easy to forget that RTM is actually a public service.
Well, I think that maybe this is the right time to actually really discuss the public service function, because it has not fulfilled that role. And I think what we should be talking about is whether we can see RTM then taking on the public service function a lot more seriously. And, you know, this should be reflected through its governance structure, the way that decisions are made about content, the kinds of representation that it makes, not biased towards a particular party or coalition, also looking at the needs of a lot more marginalized communities. Now, I think definitely RTM has been you know, yes, it's been a monopoly, but state-funded monopoly, whereas like Astro has been a very strong monopoly when it comes to the private commercial broadcasting. And I think that's also not something that, it's not a healthy system that we have, yeah? So I think with the RTM, I think we should really ask questions about whether it's serious enough to function as a public service broadcaster. And the first step actually is for it to come out of this government structure as a ministry. It cannot sit under any government ministries at all. It must be an independent body and have an independent governance structure. So, you know, and it's not something you can do overnight. It really requires a lot more thinking, a lot more review, discussions about how and which direction we want to bring RTM.
Right. Well, the minister's given RTM 6 months to reform itself. What do you think he'll want to see?
Yeah, I mean, I think just basing it on what we have read without knowing a lot more of the details, I think we're talking about very superficial change because the language used there is to be relevant to the audience and also competitive. And again, here I come back to this motive of maybe the bottom line, right? But, you know, it doesn't address, in 6 months, you cannot do structural and process changes. It requires a lot more time. I don't think it's sufficient to ask RTM to say, hey, guys, you know, you got to be more exciting because, you know, it's been really boring, your content. Can you change that in 6 months? But then, you know, you don't change the structure. You are still the boss of RTM. And that's not what we want. We want that to change as well, you know, as far as the structure is concerned. So, you know, I think it's good to see that everyone wants things done, like, you know, in the next few months. But really, are we looking at mere superficial changes or are we actually interested in seeing that, you know, there's actually much more structural changes being brought to the RTM? You know, we don't want to kill it. But I think there is really room to see how can we use the existing institution, the people who've worked there, for a much more progressive space, really.
So what then are some of the models that RTM could attempt to follow or replicate?
In many countries, there are public service broadcasters, some a lot more successful than the others. I think the key to making sure that it works well is having an independent governance body that has appointments of people through a much more open, transparent process. It has clear policies about what public service functions it should fulfill. It needs to have the kinds of feedback channels from the public, from the community. There needs to be that kind of participation. And this is an example in Thailand that has an audience council, and it brings in people from various backgrounds and demographics to actually talk about how the institution does or does not reflect some of the key issues. So it doesn't have to take one model, but I think there are elements in different examples, principles that could be applied. But the independence is actually one of the key areas. And funding, where is the money going to come from, really?
All right. Gayathri, thank you very much for those points. That was Gayathri Venkateswaran, Assistant Professor of Media and Communications from the University of Nottingham, Malaysia. More music coming your way. You're listening to The Evening Edition. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.